With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel has escalated its campaign against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps by using loitering drones to target troops, checkpoints, and command centers across Tehran. Correspondent Bob Agnew fills us in.
The drone attacks aim to dismantle the regime's street-level control. The strikes, part of a wider effort to degrade Iran's military and intelligence infrastructure without a ground invasion, are testing whether air power alone can achieve regime collapse amid widespread public discontent. Bob Agnew reporting.
Iran's leadership is destabilized, with most top commanders killed and the new supreme leader reportedly incapacitated. Under pressure from President Trump, Senate Republicans plan to launch a full and robust debate this week on legislation to impose strict new proof of citizenship requirements.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it won't officially be the talking filibuster that President Trump has suggested. Republicans plan to hold the floor for days, if not weeks, to pressure Democrats. Thune said on the Senate floor Thursday, quote, "I can guarantee that we are going to put Democrats on the record." The president has said he won't sign any other legislation until this bill, known as the Safeguard American Vote Eligibility or Save America Act, is passed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb. Cathay Pacific, Air France, KLM, and a handful of other carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby has warned that higher ticket prices will probably start quickly. It's not a question of if, but when. Powerful winds and extreme weather knocking out power, damaging property, and fueling wildfires across parts of the U.S. About 350,000 customers still without electricity early this morning in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. This is SRN News. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has signed a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, generally at about 6 weeks gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states bar abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with some exceptions. Gordon, a Republican, said in a letter to lawmakers he has some misgivings about the measure because it does not include exceptions for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. A new ICC report reveals that, quote, in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. The conflicts vary in their sources, but the outcome is the same. This is SRN News. Two long-lost Doctor Who episodes from the 1960s have been found.
Two missing episodes of Doctor Who from the 1960s have been recovered in the UK. They were found by a Leicester-based charity called Film is Fabulous, which works to preserve old film collections. Justin Smith, a professor of cinema and chair of trustees at FIF, says the discovery is especially exciting for Doctor Who fans.
They're wonderful.
After the films were scanned and cleaned up, the charity organized a private screening for actor Peter Purvis, who played the Doctor's companion Stephen Taylor in the series. The restored episodes will be released on BBC iPlayer this year. Regan Garcia, London.
More than 30 states will resume their antitrust trial against Live Nation and Ticketmaster tomorrow after negotiations last week failed to result in many states joining a tentative settlement agreed to by the Justice Department, a judge said at a hearing in Manhattan. The states had dropped their request. This is SRN News.